Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know, last week we learned the Department of Education's, you know, further shrinking at the federal level. Linda McMahon, the secretary, they're now putting certain things in other departments. They can't wind down the entire Department of Education without an act of Congress, but the influence, spending, power, whatever, is being greatly diminished and has impacts, you know, obviously across the country. We talked with Miguel Cardona last week when he was in the area to talk to some administrators about his feelings on it. And we want to continue the conversation with KTS from CEA, of course, the Connecticut Education Association here in Bryan & Company. Kate, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. You know, Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, it's a busy week for everybody. And I'm curious, just over before I ask any sort of pointed questions, what are your thoughts on what's happening at the federal level?
Well, I mean, I think it's exactly what we were promised. It's this idea that the federal government doesn't really want to be responsible for public education in any capacity. It's this drive towards, you know, it's a state responsibility only, privatize where it will improve efficiencies, if you will, and really just a misguided understanding of what the role of the Department of Education was designed to do. So in some respects, it's a failure to execute on a mission they just don't even understand.
I guess my specific questions, you know, start with, say this falls through and this is how the reality is moving forward. Does that mean more money will come to the states?
No, absolutely not. It generally speaking means less money will go. When they talk about doing things like, hey, we'll just block grants, we'll take all the money, just lump it together, and then send it to the state, sort of with less fiduciary oversight and any less follow through, which has this wonderful sense of less red tape, less bureaucracy. But what ends up happening is the federal government lumps all of the things into one and then goes, well, you can do more with less, and they start taking money away. They've already done that in the bill.
You know, we're talking with Kate Diaz from CEA here on Bryan & Company. I was always raised, you know, when we talked politics and we listened to politicians speak, and you know, my father would say, listen, each party, they both want America to succeed. They just have different visions on how to achieve that success. Now, what is the motive? I'm trying to figure out the motivation here. Does this plan actually think that it will make public education? Because I think public education needs a lot of work. But what do they? What's the motivation here for doing this? And do they really think that this is going to make public education better?
Well, I think there's two things you bring up, and one is that in the traditional kind of political environment that we both grew up in, I think you could really land in a space where there was just different ways of getting to the same concept of strengthening our environment, strengthening our democracy, our economy, right? I would have stood by that statement as a reality of when I grew up as well. I think what we're facing right now is something that's not quite that simple. I think we've seen this current administration much more interested in kind of some of the cronyism, right? Like the idea like, hey, I got to make sure my buddies are getting their piece of the pie. It's part of the reason we've seen some of like the Silicon Valley bros emerge with so much power. And I think this is an attempt really to hit some of the privatization and get some of the education dollars into the hands of people that I think the president has agreed should have more money in the economy and have more interest in making the decisions that aren't necessarily people who have the best interest of kids in mind. We've seen time and times again when we privatize public education or really privatize public efforts in healthcare or things like that, that it doesn't help people.
What exactly, say, not the way it's currently going now, but to take 5 years ago, 10 years ago, what have you, what does the Department of Education at the federal level do?
Sure. Well, I think it's an important question, really. They're partly responsible for making sure that the money that is being allocated to the states is spent on what it's supposed to be spent on. So if we're allocating resources to, you know, improving teacher quality, that we are actually doing that in programs at the higher education institutions or the State Department. If we say we're putting money into serving students with disabilities, that the money is actually going to those things. You know, a lot of what the department does is ensure equity of access and ensure that what we say we're doing is what we're doing. It's a huge accountability industry, really, like this idea that somebody should be watching where billions and billions of dollars are going and ensuring that if they don't, that there's a space for families to have resolution. So that's what we also have to remember, is that the department exists to support families who feel like they're not getting their needs met in the public education systems. And so we're taking those kind of...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Kind of those support networks out.
What I'm curious about on top of that is, you know, it's been a recent phenomenon. It's always happened to some degree, but even more so in the last couple of presidential terms, where starting with, I think, kind of President Obama, where administration comes in from the other party and reverses whatever it can, and then the next time they reverse it again. And I'm curious, like, what that's happening now. Is it permanent? If a Democrat wins the White House, whether it be in 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, will they just reinstate it, or is there some of this here to stay?
Well, I think once you start blowing up whole systems, it's really difficult to get people back into them. So one of the things that we have to remember is that there's historically been a lot of respect for the federal workforce. This notion that the politicians come and go, but the workforce is there inherently to do the jobs, get the kind of the business done. What we've done in this case is blow up the federal workforce in the world of education. You don't just reopen that, because these are people with families and responsibilities who are saying, hey, I can't have a job where I'm really a political pawn. And so when we talk about it, there's a real practical impact of doing this, of putting these people out, bringing them back, throwing them back out again. You know, they are not going to be able to withstand that level of instability. So if we do want to reinstate and pull things and reorganize, there's a real trust in terms of workforce that is hard to overcome. I do think that you're not wrong, that a new administration comes in, thinks about this again differently, and can shift, the federal administration around a little bit more. But these are big institutions, and moving and shaking them is, in a responsible way, should take time. You're talking about billions of dollars that support, you know, millions of children across the country. We have no idea what the impact of these redistribution of responsibilities is going to have. We don't know if money's not going to get where it's going to go. We don't know if there's going to be any accountability structures, if we have questions or concerns. So to some extent, we're waiting this out a little bit to see what the true impact will be, and then what we will need to do to respond and try and figure out how to support people, because that's, we have to remember that public education is not like, we're not like building cars or things like that. We're helping people. And so when you take away the support systems, people tend to disappear. That's what happens in systems where the support network goes away.
We got it. Kate, thanks for the time. Have a great holiday. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Brian.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.